What mortal is brave enough to come walking into my woods? Wise, not giving your name to me? Names are powerful things. But you have nothing to fear here. Now, what is it you want from me? Let me guess. Someone in your village is sick, and they want me to cure them. That's usually why I get visitors. No. Personal? What? Are you here for a love spell? Can't do things the usual way, hmm? Not that either. What are you here for, then? What? You want to get to know me? You came all the way here, through the woods, to make a friend. Okay. I can't say I've heard that one before. Oh my. You're serious. I can tell when people are lying to me. Why come all the way out here for that? Why not just find some friends back in your village? You thought I might be lonely, living out here by myself. How sweet of you. I chose to live out here on my own, you know. If I had wanted to be around people, I would have stayed in my house near the village. Of course you know, but what? Yes, I know that was years ago. Years. Well, time sure does fly when you're out here alone, I suppose. With all of my potions and whatnot. I guess I didn't realize how much time had passed since I lived closer to your village. No, I don't have a familiar. No pets or anything like that. I'm all by myself out here. I prefer it that way. It's easier to focus on my work. All sorts of things. I don't just cast spells and make potions, you know. There are spirits in these woods. I talk to them, help them take care of the forest. I'm also the one who convinced these spirits to let your people travel through the forest in the first place. Before I came here, your people weren't welcome. You don't look old enough to have been around back then, but I'm sure you've heard the stories. Dancing lights, strange noises, people disappearing when they went in too deep, that sort of thing. I agreed to help them handle some issues they were having, and they agreed to grant your people safe passage through these woods. You're welcome, by the way. I'm also the only person within 500 miles that can be considered a qualified medical professional. All those shamans and quack doctors, they're all frauds. None of them have ever cured a plague, or purified a dirty river, or healed deformities like I have. All they do is sell snake oil remedies and trick people into buying their scams. sorry. I just find it irritating that so many people put their trust in fools and con artists that are only in it for fame and money, not saving lives. Of course. At least, it's one of the reasons I do what I do. The other perks are nice, too. Immortality, fantastic magical powers, and I've learned so much about the world since I began studying magic all those years ago. You mean, how I became a witch? Well, a long time ago, when I was a young girl, I lived in a small village, much like your own, with my mother and my two sisters. One day, my mother became very ill. The local herbalist couldn't do anything to help her, but an elder of the village told me and my sisters about a witch that lived in a nearby cave. My sisters were too scared, but I went and saw her. She was very kind. She introduced herself and gave me a potion to save my mother under one condition: that I came back and visit her again to let her know if the potion worked. It did. So I went back and saw the witch again. I was curious about her work, so she started to teach me things, and I found myself spending more and more time with her, until eventually I stopped going back to the village. I stayed with her for about 10 years, while she taught me everything she knew. And when the time came, I left and found my way here, where I've stayed ever since. Until now, the only times anyone ever visited me were to get something from me. Whether it was a cure for their sickness or a request to solve a problem they either couldn't or wouldn't deal with themselves. In all the time I've been here, you're the first person who has come here just to visit with me. It is nice, I admit. Solitude has its perks, but it can get lonely. And the spirits don't exactly make for good company. So, thank you. You were right, what you said earlier. Maybe I have been lonely. I just never really thought about it until now. It's getting dark. Are you sure you want to head back now? The village is several hours away, at least. You're welcome to stay here if you would like. I know what I said earlier, but it would not be wise for you to go walking through the woods alone at this hour. Of course. Come here. There is room inside my home for you. Would you like something to eat? I have some salad I made earlier today. No magic in it, no. Well, aside from some minor spells to enhance the flavor. I also have a variety of fruit over there. With a little magic, these woods have cultivated all kinds of different fruits that otherwise wouldn't be able to grow here. Yes, I love working with plants. When I use them for almost everything I do, it's important for me to know how to grow them. I got some help from the spirits here. They showed me how to use the magic that lets so many different kinds of plants grow around my home. Please, Take whatever you like. I have a bed over there in the corner you can use. Don't worry, I don't make much use of it anymore. I don't need to sleep very often nowadays. Another benefit of using magic regularly. Oh, the blanket. It was a gift from some dryads I met a while ago. They told me they weaved it from the finest silk they could find. Beautiful, isn't it? It's even softer than it looks. Go ahead, wrap yourself up in it. This forest can get quite cold at night. I do not mind the chill, but that blanket will keep you nice and warm. No, I believe I've talked about myself enough for tonight. Perhaps you could tell me more about your village, if you're eager to continue talking before you go to sleep. Well, I have not been around it for several decades. I'm sure much has changed since I last saw it. What about that ceremony your village used to have? The one where you would celebrate a bountiful harvest by making a grand feast for the whole village. I did so love that time of year, where everyone came together to share food and spend time with one another. The Harvest Festival. So that's what you call it. Good. I'm happy to hear that it is still celebrated. Oh, you're not a farmer. What do you do in your village, then? An artist. What kind of art do you create? Wooden sculptures and carvings. Of what? Animals. Oh, that's so cute. I would very much like to see them. How sweet of you. I would love one, if that's not too much trouble. Perhaps you could bring it next time you come visit me. Surprise me. I want to see what you can come up with. Oh, this? Just a potion I was putting together for you. It's made with some of the naturally growing herbs around here. It's supposed to help you sleep more easily and feel more well-rested when you wake up. Here you go. Drink up. It should take effect in a few minutes. Just make sure you're lying down when it happens. Yes, I added honey so it wouldn't be too bitter. Here, lay down. Yeah, it's working. I can see it in your eyes. Sleep well, dear. I'll be here when you wake up.